greatest bald solidarity with Billy Corgan, one of the greatest bald performers in the history of rock and roll.
That would be Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, nailed it.
He has such a circular head.
What in the world?
That's just like when you play the song, a picture of him pops up. His head is like a perfect. It's like a ball. It's perfectly circular.
Okay.
What is the best? I know we're not in on it and we're late, but best pumpkin flavored fall delicacy.
Huh. I would argue it was the ice cream that I sampled last night from Van Leeuwen.
Ooh, how was it?
Unbelievable. This is a real problem.
Yeah.
Literally, you go down the elevator at Echelon, out the back door, into the courtyard, new Van Leeuwen ice cream place right there.
Ooh.
Just steps from my door.
Ooh.
Absolute disaster. I will be unable to resist. I had the pumpkin cheesecake last night. It was extraordinary.
Did you have a little spoonful of any other flavors to try?
Lindsay got the... what was the flavor you recommended?
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar cookie dough.
So good.
Which was excellent. And then, of course, Bullet had several pup cups.
All right.
Do you think they should charge for the pup cup?
No.
Some places do, some places don't.
What's a pup cup?
Pup cup is like a cup of whipped cream or ice cream for the pup.
Okay.
Which Bullet really enjoyed. And it was a large one, by the way. Not a small, tiny one like they give you at Starbucks.
Yeah, do they have rewards? For his tummy.
I know, get him out of the elevator. do they have rewards for the ice cream there? You could get like one of those cards, get like a free ice cream.
No, I need that, though. I really, if they're listening over at Van Leeuwen, then I require that if necessary. But
hot take, pumpkin-flavored things stink.
Oh,
okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm with you, Sean. I'm not really big on pumpkin.
I love the smell of pumpkin. Candles. I can't stand the taste of any pumpkin foods.
Okay, said no man ever.
No.
You don't like pumpkin bread?
Nope.
Shime, I'm with you.
Didn't realize you were a big candle guy unless it was for the wax on your nipples. I'm delighted that you shared that.
All right.
We're going to get
I prefer the flame a little bit more, but that's okay.
We're going to get to They Said It at 7:20 this morning. So, running a little late with the leads. Now, somebody in Twitch said, oh, great, the leads are going to be at 9:45. I got to tell you something. Extending the leads seems to be working pretty well when it comes to the ratings. I don't pay much attention to the ratings.
Right.
But was this show, in the latest weekly last week, was it number one, Curtis, with men and women, 25 to 54?
Yes, I believe by a wide margin.
Okay, number one, you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's higher than one.
Thank you to you incredible people. Thank you.
The adults out there.
Yeah. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Quick lead for me because we are behind, so don't worry about that. It is October officially, my favorite month, spooky season, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Greg was very adamant about talking about younger people being diagnosed with cancer recently. It feels like we're seeing more and more of that, and I'm definitely seeing more and more of that when it comes to females and breast cancer right now. It's all over my social media account. My family had a scare this past year. In the building, we have Kennedy upstairs with Mix, who is in her own battle with breast cancer. She has a surgery coming up. And so you start getting mammograms at 45 unless you have a family history. So this is just a PSA, time to reiterate as we get into the October month to check yourself. Mm-hmm. If you feel something, go to your doctor. Don't wait because it could save your life.
There you go.
Excellent.
Screening is huge.
Very important lead.
Good job, Courtney.
Very important lead. And don't get caught up in that the unfortunate incident that you experienced where I believe you allowed your dentist to perform a breast exam on you.
Right.
Nope.
Because he told you that he needed to do
that.
My dentist. Just be careful.
My dentist is a family friend and very professional.
Very thorough.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Wiggy. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I will say this. We lost a couple great athletes yesterday. Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes.
Pete Rose.
Uh-huh.
And I will say this, I am so disappointed with Major League Baseball.
I know where you're going with this.
I understand what Pete Rose did as a manager, but the fact that, and we talk about this with people as they tend to get older, we talk about it here with Bill Parcells and potentially the Patriots Hall of Fame and, you know, give somebody their flowers before it's too late. The fact that Pete Rose was not able to get into the Hall of Fame because of the lifetime ban for gambling on baseball, and I get it, but sooner or later, as somebody gets to a certain age, you have to be like, okay, did this person serve their time?
Right.
And is the punishment, is it too much for what the crime was? Mm-hmm. And I just look at Pete Rose, what he was able to accomplish as a player.
Yes, for the young heads who may not know.
Charlie Hustle.
He is still Major League Baseball's all-time hit leader.
Yes.
Still.
42-56. 4,256 hits.
Not to mention.
A record that will never be broken.
Not to mention that the very organization that would not put him in the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
has now embraced as much as possible.
Yep.
The entire gambling wagering industry.
I yes. would even take it a step further, and excellent lead, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the biggest star as they promote this playoff run? Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this league that blackballed a guy from a museum where you could have put on his plaque,
mm-hmm.
gambled against, you know, yeah. did whatever.
Right.
He's now gone, having never had that honor, and you are believing one of the most flimsy excuses of all time as you celebrate Shohei Ohtani's pursuit of a World Series.
Great lead.
And great so lead, it's just a shame, because he was trying to get in.
Yeah, he wanted
and
it.
He wanted it, and yeah. it's just a, yeah, you know, no. it's a shame. And I get when people say lifetime ban, but, you know, there's got to, you know what they also tell you, too, people out there that keep going lifetime ban, whether it's Twitch or in the text line. You ever heard of people getting life sentences and getting out?
Yeah.
There's generally sometimes.
Yeah. You're a big fifth and sixth chance guy.
Yeah, you know. If somebody gets the, you know, yeah. somebody yeah. shows that they're, yeah. you know,
they,
changed who they are.
Changed a little bit,
and
yes.
maybe they did it when they're younger. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, great lead.
You got it.
Great lead. It's National Taco Day. I am giving one soft taco to you for that lead. That may be
It's National Taco Day?
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is, Sean, all day long today.
What are the odds it falls on a Tuesday?
Should we instigate? We talked about it briefly last week, but should we do the we all vote on the worst lead during the 9 o'clock hour and then give that person a do-over? You want to try that today?
Sure.
All right, we'll try that at like 9:20 this morning. Thank you. Yesterday on the show, I asked the head coach of the New England Patriots if he would explain the plan when it comes to Drake May. There's been a lot of talk about the plan. For some weird reason, Gerard Mayo briefly attempted to put that back on us and say that we were the ones who started talking yeah. about the plan.
Yep.
We didn't. The plan did not start to be mentioned out of thin air on this show. Gerard Mayo has said many times they are sticking with the plan when it comes to Drake May, and apparently no one will tell anybody else what the plan was. Anyway, yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, Bill Belichick was asked about Gerard Mayo and the plan and whether he knew what the plan was or could guess what the plan was. And here is what Bill said.
Well, Pat, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what the plan is, so I don't know. I can't comment on that. If Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one, and we'll have to wait to see what it is. I'd say there's a number of issues there. One is can't move the ball and can't score. You know, got a touchdown off the field goal on, you know, 63-yard field goal, whatever it was, or field goal, and then got a touchdown off the fumbled kickoff. But, you know, otherwise had a hard time moving the ball. And I don't know exactly what the numbers were, but the amount of time that Purdy had to throw was pretty high. I got to think that in terms of the amount of time before the ball was released, it had to be the highest in the league or close to it. So I think there are some pass rush issues there. There are some, you know, scoring issues. And Joey Sly is a great, you know, that's a great addition for him. They got a good kicker. That's a big upgrade from where we were last year. But I'd say there's some other things that have to be worked out. And obviously they got the protection straightened out. That cost them the game against Seattle on the block field goal. But we'll see. We'll see what the plan is. I have no idea what it is.
Wow.
So, Curtis, you were wondering, would Bill talk about his former employer? He will.
Can we go back in time and get all those people who said,
Curtis, he has a non-disclosure agreement. He can't talk about his other team. Where are you today?
That
was awesome. Honestly, that was the best I have heard Bill. And I could listen to Bill talk about, maybe we'll get to it later, but he had this great rant, or not a rant, great commentary on Baker versus Brady.
Yeah.
It was so well said, and I now that they're both like past everything and onto new challenges in the media, I love that they're freely able to talk about each other without that like resentment or angst or whatever had existed.
I mean, he could have said, if Gerard Mayo says he has a plan, he definitely has a plan. He didn't say it that way, though.
No, he didn't.
He said, I guess, I mean, if he says he has a plan, I guess he has a plan.
We don't see it. We don't know it.
Bill's the type of guy that if you're not watching him and just listening, you can tell when he's smiling.
Yeah.
Like he smile talks.
Yep.
And he was smiling throughout that entire thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And they said a lot. So we may need a second help, a second taco when it comes to They Said It later on this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. Two teams remain unbeaten in the NFL after the Seahawks suffered their first loss of the season in Monday Night Football. The Lions taking them down 42-29. So the Chiefs and Vikings are your only two undefeated. The other game last night, the Titans beating the Dolphins 31-12. Speaking of the Dolphins, when they come to Foxborough on Sunday, Tom Brady will not be in attendance. Curtis called this yesterday. Brady will have the Niners-Cardinals game at 4:05. With his team, and the Pats will welcome Chris Myers, Mark Sanchez, and Christina Pink for theirs. A lot of confusion going on in the world of the Boston Bruins. At a preseason news conference yesterday, team president Cam Neely said he believed Jeremy Swayman wants to play in Boston, but that it's unfortunate a deal isn't done yet. He went on to say this.
Well, I don't want to get into the weeds with what his ask is, but I know that I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
And I'll dovetail to that. There's been stories around saying he's looking to reset the goalie market. Do you feel that's the case?
I do, yeah. I do.
In context to what?
Well, just what his ask is and what we believe his comp group is are two different things.
Swayman's agent, Lewis Gross, then took to Instagram saying, normally I do not release statements or discuss negotiations through the media. However, in this case, I feel I need to defend my client. At today's press conference, $64 million was referenced. That was the first time that number was discussed in our negotiations. Prior to the press conference, no offer was made reaching that level. We are extremely disappointed. This was not fair to Jeremy. We will take a few days to discuss where we go from here.
If you can only believe one, I'm going to go with Cam.
Same.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cam. Buddy, Cam said it. He wants to set the market. Good for Swayman, but you know what? You got to be willing to go the distance
well,
with that.
You got to go somewhere else. You got to be willing to go somewhere else.
And I think he'll do that and, you know, get his opportunity to continue to play. And the Bruins are missing out because you don't let a guy who's 26 years old or however 25, you let a goalie walk away who's young when we know in hockey how valuable that position. That's like almost letting a franchise quarterback walk away. Like, that's just
and
stupid.
They traded Omar, the guy that would have replaced him. Instead, now you're stuck with Junis Corposalo.
We heard from the Red Sox yesterday. We heard from Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow, and Alex Cora. Kennedy emphasized giving the next generation of Sox fans something to believe in.
Accessibility to Fenway Park is massively important to us. We think about it each and every day. And then you get to come in and you experience the magic of this place. And you also experience the core group that we have, players like Jaron Duran and Willie Abreu, and seeing Trevor Story come back and Rafi night in and night out. The building blocks of that next great Red Sox team we hope are there and in place. And we also, I would tell that next generation that we have the right group in leadership in our baseball operation. We've got Brez and AC committed here for the long term, and that's a really good thing for Red Sox fans.
I mean, he's right. It is magical. You walk in there, Curtis, and you have $15 in your pocket and you order a beer and it magically disappears.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it really is.
Could you even afford a beer for $15?
It's magical.
And if you want a lobster roll with 3 ounces of lobster meat, it's $39.99.
Elsewhere in baseball, Braves manager Brian Snitker told reporters he does not expect Chris Sale, who was scratched yesterday with back spasms, to pitch in their wild card series against San Diego. Some sad news in baseball. If you missed Wiggy's lead, Pete Rose has died at the age of 83. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, 66.
Absolute slight for the entire region yesterday, Shine, when those guys announced their U.S. arena shows as a part of the reunion tour. And everybody had been talking about Boston or more likely Foxborough and not on the list. So you're going to have to travel to one of the five U.S. arenas if you want to see the Oasis.
Yeah, I think the
reunion.
Closest one is going to be at MetLife.
That's next summer, right?
When
yeah. When that is all happening.
So. Yeah, that's kind of dumb. I got to be honest. Why only five spots?
Well, I mean, because they're making gobs and gobs of millions every time they do a show. So
sure.
You would think this region would be among, this is it's a concert going region. Also on the text line during the break, 781 texter, I'll read it verbatim. Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Greg, why do you need the plan laid out for you? They redshirted him. That's the plan. Okay, if that's the plan, then I would appreciate when I asked Gerard Mayo what the plan was for Drake May that you say we decided we're not going to play him the entire season. Because my follow-up would then be, if that was your plan, then why in what possible world did you think that Jacoby Brissett was going to be the best choice based on anybody that you could have gone out and gotten from a veteran quarterback perspective to run this offense for this football team? That's why I want to know.
And I'm sorry, that's not the plan. Because if it was as simple as that, then they would say it. The fact that they are not saying what this plan is and the way in which Gerard Mayo kind of switched the narrative onto the media as the media making up the plan makes me believe that it's just the plan's not playing out the way that they thought it would. I'm sure Gerard Mayo doesn't want to sit down for every interview, talk to anybody on every sideline, and that be the first question that is asked of when Drake May is going to start. If it was just, we're not playing Drake May this year, that's the plan, then people would stop asking about
it. But you could have gone out and gotten any, if that was going to be what you were going to do,
right?
You could have gone after Joe Flacco or
Russell Wilson.
Wilson,
Justin Fields.
Yes, right?
Gardner Minshew.
Right? The thing about this that makes no sense, Greg, and we've hit on it, is that Jacoby Brissett is getting beat up like crazy every week.
Yeah.
And he is one more hit away from Drake May playing randomly in the second quarter against the Dolphins on Sunday. So either he's ready or he's not. And if he's not ready, he shouldn't be the backup quarterback.
Right, but you can't say the third overall pick is the third string quarterback. That's just stupid.
But in other words, if something happens unforeseen or totally foreseen, and Jacoby Brissett is done for the year, they're comfortable with Drake May playing the rest of the year.
Well, that's what I asked him yesterday, and he said that's why he's our backup.
So then, why is he playing now?
I have no clue. But the plan. So the plan you're telling me is that, all right, you don't want him to play this year. So then what that tells me is that you went into this year going, our team's going to be so bad on offense, the guy we picked number three overall, we want to sit him for a year because we didn't feel like there was good enough talent out there to go get this year in free agency.
But that could not have been the plan. Like, I'm sorry, you don't draft a guy at number three and the plan is to sit him for an entire season. Tell me a time other than, you know, because everybody brings up Jordan Love, other than somebody sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. So that's why I keep asking to answer that texter.
Because you remember the draft, obviously you look at free agency happened and you really didn't do anything big. So you knew going into the draft that you were going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
So during free agency, you must have looked around at the NFL and the guys that were free agents and go, well, there's not enough talent or we don't like enough guys out there to sign that is going to help out our young draft quarterback that we're going to take at number three. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to push this back for a year. So that seems like that's what he's telling me his plan is.
The biggest mistake for me, Wiggs, Greg, and Courtney, is that the announcement that he won the battle, the competition over the summer.
Because yeah.
You had that yesterday. It was a great back and forth, Greg, where he, or maybe I think it was Greg, whatever.
Yeah, it was me.
And when you said, you know, he won the competition, and he said at the end he was playing better, which is not what he said. And the second you say you're having a competition, which is what they promoted during training camp,
yeah,
and you say there's a winner, and that winner doesn't start, that's where you are now, I believe, in a position where the reason Jerod Mayo is talking about the plan the way he does
mm-hmm.
is because it's not his.
Right.
Yep.
If Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one.
Yeah. I mean,
it's clearly not his.
I love Bitter Bill. Bitter Bill is great.
If you haven't seen it, it is the best 30 minutes you'll ever see. Bill was hilarious. He looks young.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff on Tom and Baker, just the shots at Baker Mayfield while having a smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
It was great television.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to begin, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the hot topic of the morning. That would be your Boston Bruins. Yesterday they had a press conference with all of the leadership, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, Jim Montgomery. And this was what Cam Neely said about the new signings of the Bruins in Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov.
Well, Elias, I mean, his 200-foot game is remarkable. I mean, I don't want to put him at the Patrice category, but he's, you know, Patrice light. And Zadorov, I mean, a big back end like that, and, you know, it just solidifies our back end. I mean, our back end is big, and they got some beef to them, which I think it bodes well in the playoffs. I mean, you got to get to the playoffs, but I think, you know, we're built a little bit stronger for the playoffs.
My key takeaway was they got a big back end.
Yeah. Beefy.
Okay, let's go.
No goalie though.
That's a pretty good compliment though. Patrice Like is a pretty good compliment from Cam Neely.
Well, yeah, you even heard Pasternak say that. I think it was like last week when they got back to training camp that playing with Lindholm is like playing with Bergeron and Krejci.
Yeah,
right. But the only problem is your best player is not available.
Pasternak's available.
No.
He's talking about Swayman.
Swayman,
that's what you got goalie Bob for. This is all. It's all.
Well, let's see if goalie Bob has magic.
It's all going to be on goalie Bob. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, I know you love LeBron, and I know you love LeBron and Bronny. They might even get their own sitcom at this point. Wick Grosbeck was able to make one. Maybe LeBron and Bronny can make one. This was them after practice yesterday. You know, really kind of trolling each other a little bit, talking to the media.
I looked at the film and he did step out of bounds, but I'm not going to go there.
No, you can go there.
I'm not going to go there right now.
That's a big part of it.
But
what do you mean you're not going to go there right now? You just went there.
I definitely did. But
I stepped out of bounds?
He stepped out of bounds.
They don't even have that camera angle of the baseline like that.
All I know is I got to stop.
Tell him about the stop I got on you when you dribbled out of bounds, though.
Now, that was a foul, too. He slapped my whole arm. And we... See,
did they call it?
Did the ref call it? I mean,
if they
going to get that call now, I'm not going to get that call right now. I'm playing against.
Yeah, you're a rookie anyway.
Exactly.
What's so funny? God. Why do people cackle like that?
I guess it's a father and son situation.
Who is that in the background?
Isn't that
the interviewer was?
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're a rookie anyway.
Okay.
Stepped out of bounds. I D'd you up, Pops.
So are they going to do press conferences? Every post-game press conference is going to be the two of them together? Is that what's going to happen?
Joint press conferences?
No, that's what's going
to
happen.
Daddy, can I answer this question?
Bronny's going to be where you were when you played at, what was it, Neshoba? Is that the high school you played at?
Neshoba Regional High School.
Yeah, Bronny will be holding down the end of the bench all year long. He'll get one game where he gets to start with his dad, and then that's it.
Yeah, you better hope the P. Diddy stuff doesn't come out.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, next, let's bop over to the Red Sox end-of-season presser, because we just got pressers all over the place yesterday. And Courtney had a scoop for you earlier in the year about there may be a certain group interested in the Boston Celtics. Well, Sam Kennedy was asked about that yesterday. Here was his response.
I don't see it to be appropriate to talk about the Celtics today, other than to say congrats on another world championship. But that's not on our radar right now.
All I have to say, that's not a no.
That's not a no.
That is a Rob Bradford owes Courtney an apology.
Also, well, Rob Bradford said FSG, and again,
no, he clarified, because I told Ken to clarify with him, because I was defending you, saying you never said it was FSG, but you said it was Sam Kennedy, and he followed up in a text back to Ken saying, yes, that includes Sam Kennedy, but clearly that was not a denial.
Yeah, and like, let me tell you, my sources for the Swayman thing, not great. I'll die on this hill.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa!
This is not, like, there is not a doubt in my mind that I am wrong here.
Coco Bomb!
And, but like, Dubs 985, let's believe Coco Bomb, that was wrong. No, he said he didn't want to talk about it.
No, he said that it's not on our radar
right now. I'm telling you, there is not, again, not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, saying not on our radar right now is just a way of saying, yeah, we're just talking about the Red Sox right now. We don't really want to talk about the Celtics.
I mean, you could easily say no. If Bradford was accurate, he would say, no, we have never contacted the Celtics at all.
But I don't get how people are saying I'm 0-2 now for scoops. I'm not 0-2.
I'm saying you're right.
No, I know. I'm saying
because the people that are going.
These people on Twitch are just miserable people that want to make you feel
bad. Because the people that are going against you are basically taking, no, that's not on our radar, for him to saying no.
Yeah. And he hasn't come on the show once since I said this, so.
The silence was deafening following the report.
I can't wait to see who buys the Celtics. When do you think we'll know?
I think they wanted to try to have it wrapped up by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. So then a couple more months, we should know who the new owner is.
You'll know when a giant yacht rolls into the seaport that says Bezos on the side of it. That's when you'll know.
Greg, I have a question, and I know we love Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone been from here and sounded less from here than Sam Kennedy?
No, I can't.
I mean, it could have been a group that he was trying to organize, I guess, on his own.
I don't know.
That's why I told Ken.
Well, it did not say FSG. It said Sam Kennedy.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
All right. So Sam, and he went and got some heavy hitter investors.
Yep.
Well, look, I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, that's okay, Sam. Great year again.
I really wish I went with the Castellano scoop. Damn it.
You were spot on. Like, you had that info saying that he had food poisoning and it was the BC cafeteria. That was spot on.
Yeah, you can only go with the first part of it.
That was not it.
Can't go with the second one. You'll be getting a letter from his lawyer, a cease and desist.
That was spot on. That was spot on.
Great point by the text line, though. Greg, however, 2-for-2 on scoops of ice cream.
I did get the double scoop last night. I mean, what's the point? They have a tiny little cup.
Nah.
Like, it's thimble size. Like, who's going in there and getting ice cream and getting a thimble size thing?
Nobody.
At Van Leeuwen or any other ice cream place.
You always need a double scoop.
That's kind of douchey, though, because the base should be 2 scoops, so you don't feel like a fat ass ordering the 2-scoop one.
100%. A kitty is absolutely 2 scoops.
But this wasn't even kitty. This was, it was...
Like a sample size?
It was like Oompa Loompa size. Like, it's like... Like, you'd put 1 spoonful in and be done.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Like, if I'm getting ice cream, I'm getting ice cream.
Right. Do they name their ice creams after investment banks?
No. But they do have some. They have, like, a salted caramel sauce.
Yeah, they have a honeycomb flavor that people rave about.
Hot fudge?
They have some. Well, no, it's the exact opposite of hot fudge. It's salted caramel.
Yeah, you said a sauce, though.
Yes.
Like, you would put, like, it comes, like, when I say a hot fudge, it comes where you would drizzle it on.
Yes, like a sauce. Yeah, that's what I. That's
a,
yeah.
I've never heard anybody at a ice cream parlor call it a sauce.
Peanut butter sauce?
Hot fudge sauce? Like, what do you call it?
I just like. I guess it's just kind of like I don't really call it anything. I just like whatever it is.
Well, I mean,
the
I
hot fudge, they, or they I got mean, a butterscotch, or what's the caramel? You know, I guess.
I mean, as the
hold the butter.
I was appointed by Charlie Baker officially as the sauce czar of the Commonwealth.
All right, I
think I would. A sauce is defined as any liquid thing that you pour over a food.
I like
so,
the,
I mean,
so I like the salt.
Any liquid thing that
Curtis,
you pour over
not,
food.
Curtis, don't come at me. You already came at me once.
Dressing.
What?
Dressing.
Dressing is that's a different dressing is a different thing.
But by your definition, dressing would be sauce.
Not really. Is it? Is that?
You said any liquid that's poured over food that would be what dressing is.
Well, how would you define a sauce? Maybe it's not a liquid.
Well,
then.
See, I
Maybe
think this is
a,
different, Greg, because it's an ice.
It's a coagulant.
Right.
Okay.
Any
All right.
Coagulant that is. That is adjacent. It's food adjacent.
I wish we could pour some sports talk sauce.
Or maybe dressing. Dressing is an oil-based product generally, right?
Well, no, right? Isn't it?
Shine, that is so, like, you're so out of your element.
What?
Stop. You can
Caesar
have dressing.
Is not oil-based.
You can have dressing without
it is.
Oil, unless you're,
it's
like.
Cream.
Yeah, Thousand Island.
Like, do what do you get?
You're talking about creamy Caesar.
What did Olivia tell you to get the oil and vinegar on the side and just dip a leaf of lettuce in it? Is that one of your weight loss tips?
No.
I mean, that's
more of a spinach guy than a lettuce guy.
Oil and vinegar is the missionary of dressings.
Okay. I didn't say oil and vinegar. I'm just saying oil dressings are generally have a lot of oil in them.
You think there's a lot of oil in ranch?
Zero.
Okay. Yeah, mean, creamy least, ranch, maybe not. Yeah, sure.
A lot of oil in blue cheese. A lot of oil in Russian. I mean, get out of here with that. A lot of oil.
I mean, there's a lot of oil in Greek. There's a lot of oil in Italian. There's a lot of oil in oil and vinegar. There's a lot of oil in
Thousand Island. No.
You're picking all the creamy ones.
We have got to take a break.
So are we topping?
We're going to get a second helping if they said it, though, at 8:20, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
There's a lot.
Oh, thank God.
Right. News with Courtney next.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
Well, Wiggy's got about 10 minutes left and then he is off for surgery.
Yeah, pray for me because that's the first time going under.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared about that.
Never in your playing career did you have surgery that required anesthesia.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Just tell them you're nervous. They'll give you some laughing gas so that you won't even like feel the needle, and you're going to take the best nap of your life and wake up a little giggly.
I want to wake up. That's all I care about. I don't care about like the scar or anything like that, or the after effect of the surgery, like the pain or anything like that. It's the getting put to sleep.
Now, it's mouth surgery?
No, it's like on my jaw.
On your jaw?
Okay. Yeah.
Will it interfere when it comes to talking at all tomorrow morning?
I hope not, but we'll find out tomorrow, see what my pain threshold's like.
Okay. Did you put your affairs in order before heading off to surgery? I don't want to jinx anything.
No, but that's why my wife's still here, so she gets everything.
Oh, Mrs. Wiggins gets everything?
Yeah.
What about the kids?
Well, she gets it, then distributes it to the kids how she sees fit.
There's going
to be a massive fight over your estate after you go.
Yeah, I think it might just be over the ring.
Over the Super Bowl ring, yeah. All right, well, let's get to the news.
A road rage incident in East Bridgewater has a driver, 61-year-old Alan Eugene Steck, facing charges after police say he intentionally hit another car and then tried to hit multiple people on foot early Sunday afternoon. The car that he hit was a pickup truck, and when the driver of the pickup truck pulled over, got out to try to get the tag number of the car, that is when Steck bit his arm. So this guy was on a rampage. We can hear some courtroom audio from WHDH.
The Chevy Impala then turned into a driveway. At this point, O'Brien stopped and attempted to get the registration number. O'Brien then said the operator, identified as the defendant Alan Steck, started to reverse his vehicle out of the driveway and intentionally rammed into his vehicle.
Jeez, guy's on edge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's been arrested.
He has been arrested.
Okay, all right.
Boston police are looking for four people involved in an assault near Faneuil Hall on Friday, September 13th. They've released the photos of these four individuals. They look like young men. Mitch has the photos of them. The assault happened on an adult male who was found unconscious outside of Sephora with severe injuries. They're trying to find any information. Why did this happen? What escalated this?
Four on one.
Jesus.
Not fair.
That ain't fair at all. Squabble man to man.
Yes. We can hear from Tashawn Lowe, who works in the area on NBC 10 Boston.
Very surprised because it's always a busy area, heavy traffic for lunch, breakfast. It's very crowded, so I'm surprised that even take place right here. I walk here almost every day.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Well, hopefully, I mean, there must be people who know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, those are pretty clear photos.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. The longshoremen strike began this morning up and down the East and Gulf Coasts. The strike threatens to disrupt the U.S. economy as workers are demanding better wages and a full ban on automation at U.S. ports. The union's opening offer in the talks was a 77% pay raise over the six-year life of a contract. ILA members make a base salary of $81,000 per year. Some pull in over $200,000 annually with large amounts of overtime.
So what's the 77% raise on if you go with just the minimum salary of $80,000? 10% would be $8,000, so 750. So a $60,000 raise is
not bad.
What they're looking for. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. We can hear from ILA President Harold Daggett on CBS News.
If they keep putting machinery to take our jobs, who's going to pay the income tax? Machines or not?
All right. So it's a robot uprising thing.
Yep.
They don't want the robots picking the boxes up and putting them on the trucks.
You're probably going to need real, you know, man and woman power to do that.
Yes.
Well, they already used, I mean, in the one in the seaport or right there in the cruise port, it's all electronic. Like, I mean, they have those huge cranes that take everything off the container ships.
Get it out of the container ships, though, that they know they got to be using, you know,
manpower.
Right. Manpower
they,
to do
they're
that.
There, but I mean, that would always be there, I would think, right? I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that what they're fighting over?
I think that it's more so like that there would be no need for any man or woman power that the machines would handle from start to finish.
Oh, Blue Collar Friday opportunity for Curtis.
Love it.
We could have you over at the docks.
I could walk there. I could bring my lunchbox.
You'd have to cross the picket lines, but I'm sure you'd
scab it up.
All right. Yeah. And when you're down.
What would you wear if you're going to work as a longshoreman, Curtis?
A sweatshirt that said, I wasn't born in Dover.
Right. Make sure you say hello to Johnny for me.
Who? Johnny who?
Johnny down at the dock.
Oh, Johnny? Is it a particular Johnny or just any Johnny?
Johnny's is that working, the Bon Jovi song?
Johnny's working hard on the docks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good
poll. Worker's been on strike.
Yeah. Union's been on strike.
Bon Jovi.
He's down on his luck.
Yeah. Right? Wasn't his name Johnny?
It's tough.
Could you imagine things being said to me if I crossed the picket line? Good morning, young friends.
That would be great. Great audio. You having casual talk with the on strike longshoreman.
Ooh, PB&J, good choice.
Hope you guys don't mind that I wore my loafers this morning. This is Dave from Nashua. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to say good luck, Wiggy. You don't have nothing to worry about. These guys are professionals. I've had 15 surgeries and, you know, minor complications afterwards, but I'm a survivor.
It does make you nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I remember... I'm mocked and ridiculed by my children for this sometimes, and I don't get it. But when I had the horrifying near-death trip over a puppy gate, break my leg in several places incident, and I was going in for surgery, I wrote a long letter to each of my children, and they mocked me for that. Like, they call me like a scaredy cat. Like,
that's a little much.
That's
great.
really nice.
That's much?
Yes. That's really nice. But for those hours where you're in surgery and you're poor kids are sitting there wondering if you're going to wake up. Like, well, I don't want to think about that.
I didn't give them the letter. I left it on my phone, and I said to Jen, hey, if anything happens,
that's really nice.
Perfect. To both of my children.
Good. I'm sorry. I thought you handed them letters.
So did I.
No. I just wrote it in the you know, in case there was something that went wrong. Like, you know, I could have got that dude who removed the wrong organ.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's supposed to be my foot, and he takes my liver out.
See, now, like, and you told me yesterday about people taking off the wrong limb. So, like, I got to write on the right side of my jaw. Like,
right on your jaw.
Here's where the lymphoma is. Yeah. So, not that they do something else, and now I come out, you know, I don't even really care about coming out deformed. I just want to wake up.
You're going to a very good hospital. I think you're
going
to be good.
I'm going
where are you going?
I'm going to Dr. Lee, Christopher Lee. He's out in, he's out in Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, he's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah,
right?
He's a plastic surgeon out there. So, like I told you, I've never been put on this, so that's got me nervous.
You should ask him to do a neck lift while you're there. No disrespect.
No, I ain't got. I don't really have turkey neck. Gizzard neck.
Bit, I mean, he could just tighten things up a little bit while he's in there.
Well, once he takes this out, it'll kind of automatically.
Just start mouth taping.
I do mouth tape.
Oh, Greg, I know you wrote letters to your kids. I would love to actually write you a letter because. I think I deserve an apology.
What, on the salad dressing?
Yes.
Oh, Sean, don't listen to people on the text line.
Wait, hold on. About. What do you mean? Just because I'm right, don't listen to people on the text line what and the
they,
Twitch?
They're saying, look at this person. Oh, they, yes, they
yeah,
do.
They have no right.
Yeah. There's an apostrophe R-E on your, you jackass.
Should I come out with the Brady butt chin?
That's pretty cool. Should have them do a little work on the chin. Chisel that baby up. While they're in there.
Mm.
All right. Well, do you want us to write before you go, like on your cheek, or are you all set with that? We can do that with a Sharpie if you
no,
want.
No, I think I'm all set with that. Just, you know, say a prayer for me.
All right, good luck.
If you don't hear from me, my surgery at 10:45, 11:45, you don't hear me from, what's the saying? You don't hear from me about like 12:30, 1 o'clock, call the police.
Okay.
If you're a little loopy, will you have Talina take a video of you? Just
That's good social content.
Yeah, she might do that. Content.
I'll be loopy. But that part I'm looking forward to.
I mean, I hate to ask this. I hate to ask this.
Ask anything you want, Craig.
God forbid anything happens.
Yes.
I believe it's well documented.
Mm-hmm.
I am her hall pass.
That you are.
What would be the wait time on reaching out to Mrs. Wiggins? If, and God forbid, if God forbid anything happened to you.
I would say, maybe give me about... Well, 8 months.
I want to get through the funeral.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah. But, so give me about 8 months.
About eight months.
Yeah, okay. And then I guess you got to figure out what you know.
A quick little DM, like, "Hey, how are things going?
Yeah, I'm here for the kids.
I miss him too.
I miss him too. You know, if there's anything you ever need, please don't feel free
to
call.
Maybe we'll throw a little wood in the faux fire.
I'll tell you this, Greg.
In the fireplace and sit down and talk about Wiggy.
I tell you what, Greg.
Maybe we'll bidet together in honor of the late Jermaine Wiggins.
Right. Well, if you ride that ride, you're never going back to Lindsay. I can guarantee that.
Oh my.
I'm just keeping it a buck.
That is a shot fired at DMs.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, no matter who you're with, that is one ride that you will not get off.
I feel like Greg and Johnny Bart might fight over her if you go.
No. Johnny Bart would never go that route.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not built like that.
You're gone, though. What do you care?
Because, well,
I mean, it would be...
I wouldn't care because I'm gone. I might be a ghost and, like, you know, haunt her. But, no, Johnny Bart would never cross that line. We don't cross those lines. But, Greg, feel free because you're a hall pass.
I'd be happy to take a ride out to UMass and root the fellas on when it comes to football season.
Yes. Just make sure you pay for my daughter's wedding.
Well, that's what we have NIL for. I would immediately renegotiate all of the deals that you have with the kids for the UMass Minutemen.
Yes.
All right, God forbid.
All right, yeah.
All right,
well.
Good luck.
All right,
good luck, Wiggy.
You're gonna be great, Wiggs.
Hopefully, I'll see everybody tomorrow.
You will. Well, we will be back with the rest of the news next.